cage-free eggs could be coming to a breakfast near you.
Hi, thanks for choosing Starbucks. What can we get started for you?
I'd like a sausage and cheddar breakfast sandwich.
Oh, sure. Anything else?
Starbucks says by 2020, all of the eggs it buys will come from suppliers who don't use traditional cages. Instead, the hens will live in more open barns where they can fly, roost, walk, and dust bathe. Burger King, McDonald's, Kellogg's, and the food service giant Sodexo all have made similar announcements. We're talking major market share. So, in response, one of the nation's largest egg producers said this fall it would shift all of its millions of chickens to cage-free barns.
We believe there is going to be a future need and an increasing future need for cage-free.
Jonathan Spurway is a vice president of Iowa-based Rembrandt Foods. Mass production of eggs makes them cheap and ubiquitous. Radically changing how the hens live is costly and cumbersome.
We recognize the industry is changing. We want to be part of that, and we want to actually lead that change from a supply point of view.
Most hens today live in cages with about 80 inches of space per bird. Animal welfare groups and a new California law have pushed egg farmers away from that. And now, the shift to cage-free by a big egg company like Rembrandt shows that the industry is listening. Josh Balk of the Humane Society of the United States says he applauds the move, even if he'd like companies to do even more for hens.
Most don't have outdoor access, and the flocks are still too large, but it's a dramatic improvement over being confined in a small cage for their entire lives.
But cage-free has its critics. Ken Clippen of the National Association of Egg Farmers represents about 300 smaller egg producers.
It basically takes the other 92% of all farmers producing eggs and throws them under the bus.
Aside from being much more expensive for producers, Clippen contends that cage-free is less humane. That's because chickens establish a literal pecking order. In traditional cages with groups of 6 or 8 birds, the pecking is dispensed with quickly.
Now, when you compare that to cage-free systems, where there are several thousand chickens loose on the floor, you can imagine how henpecked that lower chicken on that order is.
Clippen has some research on his side.
Or 60. So the conventional, actually in this case, got 6 birds in it.
Just 6?
6 birds. Okay. And then the enriched colony, the EC enriched colony has 60 birds in it.
Iowa State University professor Hongwei Shin has compared 3 housing systems, traditional cages, cage-free barns, and a sort of compromise called enriched colonies. In those, hens live in groups of about 60 birds. While cage-free housing allows hens more natural behaviors, Shin has found more birds die in a cage-free setting.
That mortality primarily from some cannibalism.
Yeah, he said cannibalism.
From some mechanical injuries. So as birds move from place to place, probably get injured.
Shin says consumers might also care about differences in worker safety and environmental impact. Cage-free doesn't fare as well there. But as the industry pours resources into cage-free systems, Shin says better management may improve some of those areas.
Basically, the conclusion is that each system has its pros and cons.
Shin says the egg industry can diversify to meet fickle consumer demands here in the United States. But with persistent concerns over food prices and sustainability of the industry, he doesn't expect cage-free eggs to take off worldwide.
A tall chai tea latte, you said?
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
All right, 7:38.
Global brands Starbucks and McDonald's are only promising cage-free breakfast sandwiches in their North American stores.
All right, here's that for you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bon appetit. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.